Yeah, there was in restaurants, immigration, every place except where we lived. We lived separate. Okay? But then on the other hand, I also found that there, in Louisiana, there's things that are quite different than anywhere else. And because you have the Creoles and everything else, you have a lot of mixture of black, white, and Spanish and French, you know. They still, I think, underneath, separate each other, but not on the surface so much. I mean, that is my perception. That's what I saw where I was, in the area that I was. Okay? Now, after that, of course, we leave the country, and I don't come back, but in 1985, we are stationed in Alabama.
Okay. You're stationed at
Fort McClellan.
Okay. And that's 86, you said?
1985. We decide that this is where we're going to retire. So, while we were living for the first 6 months in quarters, we started looking for a house, and of course we settled in Jacksonville.
Okay, now, you went to Jacksonville State after all this?
Yeah, I started school, I started in September of 1985.
September of 85. Okay.
Today, in Germany, we have a similar situation as you have in America, where you take a group, a cultural group of people, and sort of lump them together, and, you know, things like that. And I know Dr. Jackson knows this. If you want to talk, our blacks are basically the Turks.
Okay.
Okay. These are the Turks that come as guest workers, or had come. In the 50s there was a manpower shortage, so...
after the war.
So, yeah. So people did invite the Italians, the Greeks, the Turks, and other groups to come in and work, because, you know...
So this is similar to carpetbaggers coming in to the
south? No, not at all. These people were invited to come in because industry was starting up again, you know, companies were building and they needed manpower.
Okay.
But you do know that they're guest workers, which means every year they have to fill out the paperwork in order to stay. And they knew this up front.
So they are not citizens?
No, they are not citizens. Okay. And the other groups, the Turks and the Greeks and everything, they just come to work to make some money to send back home and everything, and they don't really want citizenship for the most part. The Turks don't want citizenship either. What they do is they make their money, they send it back home, and then when they get older, they go back home and they live very rich. But what you have is you have the Turks live in a certain part of town. So you had, and the biggest Turkish population was in Berlin. And they had like a ghetto that they lived in. Okay. But
so,
I mean, but they we didn't have that. I don't think you had that open hostility that you had between blacks and whites in the south.
So there wasn't riots and things like that.
No, because everybody went to work, everybody went shopping, everybody ate. You know, there was no separating the groups. It's just that. The Turks prefer to live amongst their own.
Okay.
Because when they are at home, they do
kind
talk.
Kind of like Italians when you're
yeah.
at work.
Yeah. So you have in town different areas. The Italians lived in one area, the Turks in another, the Germans in another, you know, that type of thing. It's not so much now anymore, but now you do have problems otherwise, because East Germans are not used to the different races, and that's why you have all these bombings of homes and things like that now. Because a lot of Vietnamese...
And this is one of them right now, you mean?
Yeah. A lot of Vietnamese came. And...
to East?
Well, no, to
West
Germany.
The Russian side of Germany?
No, to the Western side of Germany. And what happened when the wall went down, obviously, there was more housing over there available and things like that. So as to integrate and to bring everybody together, a lot of Vietnamese were sent to certain towns in the east to establish themselves there.
Okay, let me get my bearings straight because I'm not real Sure. The east is the old Russian side, correct? Mm-hmm. And the west is the Allied side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see exactly
and
what
see,
you're saying.
With being 50 years under Russian dictatorship, they were not exposed to all different cultures. And so, since they weren't exposed to it, they still stayed sort of in that, the people there themselves, the older people, stayed sort of in this racist thing, you know, but it was against Jews and other foreigners, that it sort of stayed in East Germany. That was just the way things were.
Is that, you think that's dying out now?
I don't think so, because, I mean, you have several generations of young people that have been raised,
okay,
not among different cultures as the West Germans have. I mean, we have people from Africa coming. You know, we have people from the Middle East, from the United States. Do you understand? We're more culturally, we were exposed to different cultures. And so we lived there sometimes. I am not saying that I could not be considered prejudiced, because I do have a lot of prejudices, but they're across the board. I mean, I don't put it against any one person. I don't like...
No, yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I don't like incompetence. So if you're a person that's incompetent, I may not like you. You know. But I wouldn't care what color or what race you were. It wouldn't bother me. It's just
okay.
That's how I think. If you're a person who doesn't want to learn how to speak proper English so that you can go out into the business world and have other people understand you, I find you very ignorant, and therefore I'm probably prejudiced against you. And it does not matter.
Against me?
No, I mean, if it was you that was like that, and it wouldn't matter whether you were black, white, green, yellow, or blue. It's just that way. I do sometimes have fears, which are very strange, and one of my fears is when I see, and it's probably because I've been exposed to television and the media and everything else, it's not a fear, I'm more uncomfortable. I'm more uncomfortable when a group of blacks is walking towards me than if it was a group of whites. And it's not so much that I fear them.
Been influenced by Southern people?
Well, no, I haven't been influenced by any Southern people. They couldn't influence me if they
okay.
tried. What I found that irritates me about a group of black people versus a group of white people
okay.
is that they're so loud. You know, if they walk down the hall here, they're so loud, and to me that's irritating, it's grating.
Okay.
It's just like when my neighbors who are black, when they have people come over, they'll stand out in the driveway, and even with my windows closed, I can hear it grates on me, it's too loud for me. It's not a fear, it's just an uncomfortableness. But of course, I have a fear of saying something. The fear is, what if I told them to please keep it down? Then I fear that they may pounce on me and then say, well, you're white and you just hate blacks, and I don't like that. Okay? So, that's an entirely different... But I'm not the only one. Some of my German friends here are the same way. It's that loudness that we're not used to. Because we were raised to be very quiet. And not to disturb your neighbors or disturb other people.
Okay, you talked about a type of a prejudice against people who are incompetent.
Yeah.
Ask them questions.
There's never such a thing to me. I always say this. There's never such a thing as a dumb question. If you don't know the answer to something, then obviously that cannot be a dumb question when you ask to find the answer. Incompetence is if I tell you to do something, I give you directions,
okay.
and you don't follow them.
Okay.
Incompetence is when you're too lazy to do the job that you are hired to do, and you always have excuses as to why you can't. Okay.
Okay, with that in mind, you remember after the Civil War, Alabama made laws against black voters because blacks were given the right to vote.
Jim Crow laws.
Yeah. It was copied after Mississippi's laws. I'm not sure the exact name, but pretty much the ignorant voter law. You have to prove you're of good character.
Okay, but see, I want to first of all tell you something about a misconception.
Okay.
We tend to, in this country, always say it's the Southerners that are prejudiced and it's the Southerners that hated blacks and still do. Not necessarily true. The hatred for blacks was, and the segregation was just as bad in the North as it was in the South.
Right.
The Jim Crow laws started in Boston. When Boston separated the trolley cars, in the back the blacks sat, in the front the whites sat.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was just something that came down. But the only thing I find, that just because you guys lost the Civil War, you were putting up with a lot more than you probably should have. You know, you should have probably stood up more for yourself and said, excuse me. Because even in the 60s, this comes out. I mean, in Massachusetts, the whites up there did not want to integrate their schools. They fought and they fought. The riots broke out there and everything, but nobody paid much attention to that, you know. Everybody focused, I think, the media and everybody focused more on the South.
But as a whole,
Southerners, black and white, have a lot more in common with each other than the Northerners do.
Well, they came to the South first.
It's the food you eat. Y'all eat the same food: turnip greens and beans of all different kinds with grits, okay. Fried chicken, and everything. So you have that in common. You have that, there are other things that I see that blacks and whites in the South have more in common than anywhere else. It is a sort of friendliness. It may not be a genuine friendliness, but, you know, when you see somebody and they say hello, you say hello back. If somebody comes up to your stoop and asks you directions, everybody's willing. You know, it's more of a friend. It's not necessarily that they are friendly, because I don't think they are. I think a lot of times it's a little phony, because they would like to get rid of you as quick as they can, because you're not kin, you know?
Gotcha.
Southerners are very kin-oriented, very family, like they, you know, they want to know who your aunt, uncle, and your grandmother, and grandfather, and all that was. And you know, if you don't have any of those connections and you're living in the South, you're an outsider. They will not accept you.
You feel like you weren't accepted?
A lot of times. I'm not from the South. I sometimes have to bite my tongue a lot because my ideas don't quite go along with theirs. But I don't like to offend them either, unless I absolutely have to open my mouth and say something. And yes, and I've lived in Jacksonville for 11 years, and I still consider an outsider here, because I did not go to elementary school here, to high school here, and have all these buddy buddies. And, you know, for me to do anything or get anywhere, I have to work twice as hard. Because I don't know, I don't have connections. I don't know anybody to go to. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Something else that I wanted to bring out was, like, do you feel like that women are mistreated in the South as far as getting the right kind of education, getting the right kind of jobs that they want?
No, you got to be real careful with some of this stuff, and it's because, you know, it's all perception. Women in the South, Southern men tend to treat their women one way or another. This is how I see it. Either they treat their women badly and think of them as nothing more than, you know, the person who has the baby, who cooks the dinner, who does this and does that. Right. Or they are treated with kid gloves. you know what I'm saying, where they're really taken care
put
of.
Out there,
yeah, yeah, the men buy them things and keep them up there, and don't you ever say anything bad about my wife or my girlfriend, you know, that type of thing. Then there is the other thing, too, and that is education in the South is not really taken seriously. True education is not taken seriously. We don't put our money where our mouth is when it comes to education. But I don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need a lot of money to educate people and to educate children and to make